Sojourner, we're walking into day 7 by way of seeing ourselves as co-creators and co-architects, not only of language and words, but we're creators, co-creators, and co-architects of meeting places where those words and images and our faith come together and show deep fellowship. And so we're going to write our blessing in day 7. Again, in the book, it's week 7. But this walk, this outer and inner walk, is about us posturing ourselves to allow our lives to walk out the truth about who we are and who we are in deep fellowship with, the divine, as well as other clay feet members of that divine sanctuary. So that's what we're doing today. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to 3 foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique one layer at a time that normally attach themselves to those very things. I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that is where we want to begin. I want to welcome you into day 7 in a way in which I want to welcome you to write a blessing. And maybe you feel like that's a far stretch for you. Maybe you don't see yourself as a writer, or even if you name yourself a writer, you don't really see yourself writing blessings. But I want to just take some
some of the anxiety or the inhibition out of that, whatever you might be feeling, I want you to recognize that all throughout the scriptures, when you're reading portions of blessings. And whether the one scribbling knew that that was a blessing or not, the soul knows when it is centered itself upon noticing the gifts, noticing the giver of the gifts, and then confessing honestly about being a witness of the giver and the gifts. That's it. You are a witnesser. You are a witness. And so in day 7, again, I remind you that when I wrote the book, I wrote it so that people could go through it either week by week or day by day. And so we're going to go through it day by day. And we have 22 days that we're trekking. And so I want you to give your attention to scribbling your blessing. And there are two approaches. So one approach is me guiding you to just imagine what the Lord would say to you to bless you. And you could refer to number 6, 24 through 26, which is actually the blessing that we have been focusing in on that we finished in day 6. Or you could imagine what you would say to the Lord to bless him, to bless Yeshua. And you can refer to an example of that in Psalm 103. This is all there in week 7 for you. And so I want to share with you my blessing. And in doing so, I don't want it to be a comparison. I want to call you into being a witness. This is what the life of being in the body of Messiah is all about, as we have become witnesses. Remember? That was what we were guaranteed as a gift, an enablement, an emboldenment from the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit would make us witnesses. So this is our birthright. And here's my blessing. I want you to find your blessing by way of becoming aware of a theme or themes that emerge from you. They emerge. This is not where you have to force or overthink. It's beginning to let things emerge. And the way I'd like to coach you through that, pastor you through that, is see the theme emerge as if you're giving birth. Okay? It's already in you. That's what I'm saying. So let it come forth. Then, once it comes forth, commit to the development, the growth of the theme that you're seeing. This way, you're not held back by trying to come up with something. You're letting something come out, and then you're nurturing it. Remember, we notice, we nurture, and then we embody it. In that sequence, we can let things be and belong. And that is more sustainable than trying to manufacture something. All right, here's my blessing. You are my sanctuary, the place of intimate rest. You are my resting place, my safe place. Your comfort wraps me from everlasting to everlasting. Your compassion swaddles me, soothes me. I am soothed in the abundance of your grace. My inmost being is clothed in your splendor, and majesty. I am clothed in your resplendent light. You are light. I am light. We are lights. Yeshua, you have blessed our light. And I want you to let yourself go into whatever place that connects the whole of who you are, your body, your emotions, everything biologically about you, your personality, whether that means you're outdoors when you allow this blessing to emerge, whether you're listening to music, whether you are soaking in the tub, whether you... We'll end with our blessing, palms up as a symbol of surrender. Adonai bless you and keep you. Say your name. Adonai make his face to shine, smile on you. Say your name. And be gracious to you. Say your name. Adonai turn his face toward you. Proclaim your name and grant you, Andrea. Now you say your name. Shalom. I just want to say one more thing, and that is, I always list clickable links throughout this series for you to have Bible study tools, the resources you can use for your ongoing excavation in the scriptures. All right, carry on, Sojourner.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart. And he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.